Good morning and welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. This is show number 18 and today is Saturday, September 5th, 2020. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Alcorn Auto Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes. And the program is being paid for by Davidson Advertising and Alan Shoes.
And hello, my name is Alan McLofsky. My wife and I have run our own local chain of shoe stores, Alan Shoes, in Tucson since 1982. As host of this show, Rob and I are committed to serving you, our listening audience, with ideas, strategies, and techniques for building, marketing, or improving your business. We created this show to try and help the efforts of small business owners to recover from the coronavirus impact. However, maybe by design, this show also turned into a show where we add a little laughter. Through all of our shows, we have been discussing the latest news, and on most shows, we interviewed leaders in our community that have shared with you their experience, their knowledge, and some have shared their stories of struggles and success. You're listening to Back to Business with Rob and Alan on KVY, 1030 AM, The Voice. Our website is b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com.
And Alan, an interesting article in the Arizona Daily Star this morning that I think bar owners around the state will be happy to hear about. Governor Doug Ducey is closing the bars in Arizona while allowing restaurants to remain open and continue to sell alcoholic beverages is illegal, the state's top prosecutor said yesterday. In new court filings with the Arizona, In court filings, Attorney General Mark Brnovich said that the state lawmakers have given the governor certain powers to act on his own in cases of declared emergency. But Brnovich said those laws require Ducey to act consistent with other statutes and the Constitution. And he said nothing in the statute entitles the governor to issue orders that are arbitrary, unreasonable, and discriminatory, is what Brnovich has said is happening here. Brnovich pointed out that Ducey not only is allowing restaurants to remain open, but even to sell alcoholic beverages to go, something specifically prohibited by state law. And Brnovich said nothing in the powers that lawmakers gave him to act in cases of emergency allow him to ignore state law. If Ducey believes there's a reason for closing bars and giving more rights to restaurants, there's a simple solution. Call the legislature into session and ask for the power to do that. But Ducey has not done that, and even though he issued his first executive order in March, it is incumbent on the governor to promptly call the legislature into extraordinary session during this extraordinary time, wrote Assistant Attorney General Beau Roydston on behalf of Brnovich. Nearly 6 months into the declared emergency, it is long past time for the governor to follow the Constitution and convene the legislature rather than contravene lawful statutes through executive fiat. Ducey is doing nothing wrong, said Patrick Patak, the gubernatorial press aide. Throughout the response to COVID-19, the governor has had to make tough decisions to protect public health. Ducey is acting both consistent with state law and in consultation with White House Coronavirus Task Force, he said. These executive authorities exist to protect public health, and the actions the governor has taken so far using that power have clearly made it a positive impact in combating COVID-19. So, looks like it's going to be an interesting fight continuing for the bar owners. I don't see them being open anytime soon, but at least they have a chance.
I actually think there's a reason, and I think that the Attorney General is being a little harsh on this one here, and I think it's clearly the reason that when you're in a bar, there's a lot of close proximity to other people, and I think that there's enough evidence to suggest that it's not a safe environment for protecting each other. I would support the governor having some leeway here, and I think most governors have taken that leeway and not required there be a legislature in conformance with what they're doing, and that's whether they're on the Republican side or the Democratic side of the political spectrum, Rob.
I know that, and you know, the other thing is I was in the bar business many years ago, and it just doesn't work. You know, you can't run a bar in COVID-19. I mean, we relied on place being packed. You want your business to be packed with people drinking and having a good time. And, you know, it's just not conducive to that right now. They're going to have to figure out something else if they're going to survive. And I really feel for the bar owners in the state because, especially the ones that don't serve food, because they're going to have a very difficult time coming back.
I agree with you. Now, you were in Flagstaff the last couple of weeks, Rob. Did you enjoy your time up there?
Yeah, we had a great time in Flagstaff. It was nice to get away. It's a nice destination for anybody that's getting a little cabin fever down here and wants to get away. It's only about a four-hour ride. Felt very safe up there. Coconino County, I think, has had about 3,500 cases out of 150,000 people, so it's not that widespread up there. I think most of the cases they had were on the Navajo Reservation. But we felt extremely safe. We went out to eat a couple of times. It's the first time in months that we went out to eat. And for our restaurant owners here in Tucson, I think there's some positives from what we saw up there. The outdoor dining was doing very well. The restaurants that had outdoor dining were extremely busy. And I think that the restaurants here in Tucson that'll be able to do that soon when the weather turns will have a nice business. But they're going to have to make some arrangements to do that. But it was nice to get away. It was nice to see something different. And business is surprisingly good up there. In fact, the real estate business, which we'll be talking about later this morning with our guest, is fantastic. They're building houses like crazy. We saw a new subdivision going in up there, and the starting price is $550,000. So we're talking, you know, some pretty expensive housing. I think the cheapest house you can buy in Flagstaff right now is probably over $300,000, Alan. And it's nothing special. So real estate is really an interesting prospect up there.
Did you do any shopping? Were the stores open?
Yeah, the stores were open. Obviously, we went to the supermarket several times. They were busy. Target was busy. Walmart was busy. Downtown seemed busy. People were wearing masks. They were being safe. It's a different kind of a city being in the mountains, and the cool weather certainly helps because, you know, you can be outside, you can dine outside, you can do things that we can't do here right now, but pretty soon we'll be able to do those, and I think it'll be encouraging for a lot of our business owners, especially the restaurants, because I think right now it's a difficult proposition when you're walking into a restaurant.
Do they still have a mall up there?
They do have the Flagstaff Mall is there. It's still open, and similar to our malls, but it's quite a good sized city, Flagstaff, and we're very impressed. So I recommend it highly if anyone wants to get away for a couple of days and you're still within the state of Arizona, and there's all kinds of places in Arizona you can go to get away and not feel like you're just tied up into your house. So
since you were up there last week or two and the air is a little thinner at the upper elevations, I think your mind was playing a few tricks on you last week. You missed the fact that I put in 7 or 8 really killer jokes in last week's script, and somehow I couldn't get you to participate in all of them.
Well, Alan, I think I told you that I have a lot of respect for our listeners, and I wasn't going to subject them to your bad jokes.
Well, I happen to think they were very, very funny. At least you participated in the sarcastic stuff, and that was hilarious for sure.
Yes, it was, and I guess we're going to do some more of that later on in the show. Got an interesting article here, though, that, Alan, I'd like to discuss, and I think this kind of impacts your business a little bit. It's called, it's about shifting habits in shopping, and it's kind of an interesting proposition that's going on right now. And if we've got a slow internet connection this morning and the store is not popping up so quickly.
Well, you're looking at that one here. I thought I'd mention that I saw that South Dakota is a COVID hotspot now, and I saw that in the news yesterday. And I think it's related that they've had a lot of activity where they've allowed some non-social distancing events to happen there.
Well, they had the Sturgis Rally up there a couple of weeks ago. 250,000 motorcyclists were up there.
Yeah, that was it. That too.
That kind of added to it, and I've heard about a lot of cases where that's they've spread it around.
While you're looking for that article, if you're still looking for that, I'm going to read a bio here of our guest. So our guest today, after we come back from our break, will be William Billy Mortka. He is the owner and dedicated broker of HMR, which stands for Harvey Mortka Realty, who is his father. Native Tucsonan and third generation real estate practitioner, real estate is not only a career but family tradition. William joined HMR in 2003 and became owner designated broker of HMR in 2012. Strong work ethic and making sure honesty and integrity is at the center of all transactions is what has led him to continually be a multi-million dollar producer with a wide range of clientele that included residential buyers and sellers, commercial users, investors, financial institutions, and law offices. He has many awards and recognition. We posted these on our website. Named in 2008 as Realtor of the Year by Tucson Association of Realtors, awarded the 2008 Ronald L. Kurth Community Service Award by Greater Tucson Leadership. He was awarded in 2017 the Roy P. Drachman Corporate Community Service Award by the Tucson Association of Realtors, and awarded in 2020 the Founders Award for contributions to Southern Arizona Youth Soccer and the Tucson community by Fort Lowell Soccer Club. He's a certified residential specialist, and he's a member of the Tucson Association of Realtors. He was president of that in 2020. He's a past board member, also. I don't know why we put that down. If he's president, he would be a board member, would he not? But he had multiple committee chair positions. For Lowell Soccer Shootout, Southern Arizona's largest youth soccer tournament. He was or is the tournament director and of Team Hoyt Southern Arizona. He's a board member and Business Association of Tucson, past president and graduate of Greater Tucson Leadership, and he's a University of Arizona graduate from 2006. We're going to invite him to our show, Rob, right after our break. I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to Back to Business with Rob and Alan on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. Our call-in line is 790-2040. That's 790-2040. If you want to ask our guest a question when he comes on, please call in. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Walkie, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Need a plumber? Call Al Coronado Plumbing. Featuring our five crown service. We charge by the job, not the hour. There are never any unpleasant surprises. As everyone knows, emergencies happen at the worst time. That's why we answer our phones 24/7. And at Al Coronado Plumbing, there's never an overtime charge. You pay the same regardless of when we do the work.
Al Coronado Plumbing, the name you come to trust. Our five-pound service keeps things running.
Our work is guaranteed up to 5 years. Call 323-7848.
Al Coronado Plumbing. Our five-pound service keeps things running.
Call 323-7848. ROC number 289733.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McLofsky, owner of Alan Shiz.
And today we have a special guest, Billy Mortka with the Tucson Association of Realtors. Billy, welcome to Back to Business.
Thank you, gentlemen. Nice to be here.
Hey, we're really happy to have you with us today, Billy. And early on in this, we'd like to ask you what's going on with real estate in Tucson. Maybe you can give us a little background.
Yeah, as we all got blindsided by this COVID in March, the real estate really took about a 3 to 4 week pause. It was very unusual. We didn't know what was going to happen. Everything kind of just stopped. And we had some deals cancel, some buyers walked, some sellers took their homes off the market. And then a surprise to many of us, since that 4 week time span, it's been just a rocket ship of activity. We have buyers coming in from all over the country, a lot from California and the southwestern states. We have extremely low inventory. We're about 1,300. That was the statistic at the beginning of August. 1,300 homes on the market, which is about 30 days. A healthy market, you know, when we consider it even for buyers and sellers, is 6 months. So we're at about a 30-day inventory as opposed to a six-month inventory.
Billy, this is Alan. I was wondering with that, because I'm getting calls and emails and from lots of realtors trying to get me to list my house. And I was wondering if that meant I'm going to get $100,000 more than it's worth and I'm going to not have to clean it up and they're going to take it in as is condition. What do you think of that?
Well, that might occur, but the problem that we're running into right now is you're not going to be able to find a place to live, or it's going to be really hard to find, you know, something. It's easy to sell a house right now. It's a lot harder to find one. So I can say that a lot of the buyers are, you know, accepting stuff that probably wouldn't happen in a normal buyer's market. But this is an extreme seller's market. So there is a lot of people saying, I'll give you a little more money. You don't have to do as much. Just give me the house.
Are these people looking to move here? Or are they looking for rental properties? What's their background?
So most of the things that we're seeing right now, and I can just speak to my personal business as far as that goes, I've been listing properties and I've had offers and accepted deals and sold deals from folks from Pennsylvania, Colorado. We had interest from Missouri, Texas, New Mexico, and everyone that I know, with the exception of one person from Wisconsin that was looking for a Airbnb, everyone else was looking to move here. So it's, from what I can tell, it's an attractive place right now that everyone wants to be a part of.
Don't you think that they maybe have time on their hands to actually look, that before they were working in, I mean, isn't this also happening in other cities that they're having a resurgence, or do you think it's because of our weather or our area?
I really think it has to do with our proximity to, I mean, if you live in California, we're not that far away from California, all things considered. It's a short flight, not a terrible drive. We still have wide open spaces. We're not on top of each other. Even though we keep building more in the desert, you know, our lots are considerably bigger than other places that you might be able to buy a new home. And, you know, we're pretty low on the natural disasters, with the exception of our desert months. You know, there's not a lot to fear. We don't have to shovel snow. You don't have to have a basement for tornadoes. So I think it's just a combination of affordable living, open spaces, and you can still get a product that you enjoy.
You know, I really wish I had a basement, because I need more room. But anyhow, I want to tell you a story, because you said that I might not be able to find something if I looked. I was going to tell you the story about when I was looking for a house, and this is one of many houses that I bought. I was looking for a house about 30 years ago. And I wanted to move my family, and I think we were living in a townhome at the time, and then we wanted to move our family into a house, and we found a house, and the realtor on it, this was 30 years ago, was Harvey Mortka.
Well, and, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's what we think. We know we did some business with him. I had a real estate license at the time, but we know we did some business with him, and I think it was 30 years ago. Okay, I think it was 1990. Yeah. My wife and I tried to figure out which house it was. I think that's the house. So we knew your dad and at the time, and because of this connection. But I think that's the only deal I do with him.
Very nice. Yeah, I love hearing the stories. And, you know, I tell people when they come to Tucson, I go, make sure you're always honest, make sure you're always kind, because this is the smallest big town you'll ever be to. And I'm proud to say that my old man was a great businessman, and I love hearing the great stories from yesteryear.
Well, anyhow, I want to ask you some follow-up questions, if you don't mind here. I just want to ask you, do you do any, in your office, have things changed during the coronavirus and in how you deal with people or how your office staff interacts? Or, you know, I'm not familiar with how your office currently operates.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have an office location. We're a boutique firm, so it's not a large operation. But basically what most people have started working from home, most everything was done over the internet. I myself pretty much went 75% at home. I go into the office to do some filing, get the mail, pay the checks. But all that, really, it's changed. I would foresee, you know, when a lot of leases come up, it's going to downsize. That's probably my idea, is to, you know, you just don't need it. You don't need the waiting room. You don't need the large lobby anymore, because a lot of people either A, want to meet virtually, they want to meet at the house, they want to meet, you know. The social distancing is the new norm for the foreseeable future, and that's really starting to play.
You know, I own an office building, and I don't want to hear that. I want to hear that they're going to start resuming business again on those particular leases. But I do understand, and I agree with you, and the world has changed, and we were moving this way already. But as I tell a lot of my friends, because I was told this by another friend, that in a matter of months, we moved 10 years into the future with something that was going to occur anyhow.
Yeah, it's really accelerated a lot of stuff. I can tell you from the Tucson Association of Realtors side, you know, we had been wanting to go virtual on a lot of things for a lot of years, and we could just never, you know, pull the trigger where everyone was happy. Well, this forced everyone to be happy, whether they liked it or not. And we've been doing our monthly board meetings over Zoom. We just had our first ever annual meeting over Zoom. And we were able to do, you know, all the governance, all the votes with people sitting in front of their computers. I mean, it definitely is not the preferred, but I think it's become a lot more acceptable. And I think you're just going to see people becoming more and more comfortable with it.
Hey, Billy, maybe you can talk to us a little bit about these people that are buying homes here now. Are they buying them sight unseen? I mean, just through internet kind of looks, or are they coming to town and actually doing walkthroughs?
It's a combination, but I can tell you there's been quite a few that have done them sight unseen to a certain point. I know a lot of the agents are doing, you know, the FaceTime videos. They'll go through the house with the buyer wherever they may be. The other thing that's really taken off is the 3D tours. If you guys go on our MLS or look at any of the properties, I can say that that was one of the first things I did when this hit. I got a 360 camera, and I have a 360-degree virtual walkthrough of all the listings, including commercial now, that you can take a look at the property before you come. So that has really helped as far as the sight unseen, which makes it a little bit more doable. But yeah, by all means, there has been sight unseen. And the other thing that I know is a lot of people that, you know, if they have a friend of a friend or a brother-in-law or a cousin or someone that, you know, lives in Tucson, they'll go and be the eyes and the ears and the nose to make sure the house checks out, and then they'll go through with it. But by all means, people are buying houses without ever stepping foot in them.
And when they do come into the house, are they doing social distancing? Are they cleaning? Are they doing those sorts of things so people feel comfortable when they come through?
By all means, yeah, we have we encourage everyone to follow the CDC guidelines with occupied homes, of course, and then, you know, common cleaning when it's a vacant property. Most of our the realtors that are doing business are very, you know, aware of what's going on, so everyone's in masks. They wait for one group to go in and one group to go out. So, yeah, we're doing the best we can with the current situation, and as far as I know, there hasn't been any, you know, major incidences or grievances, and so it's a new world, and everyone's doing the best they can with it.
You know, I told you that I had a real estate license, Billy, and that was for 24 years, and I was mainly playing around with a few commercial properties. I did a residential or two. At that time, there was X number of agents in Southern Arizona, but only a small percentage of them were active. Can you give me any stats on that when we come back? We're going to be going toward break here, and we want to ask you to come back and talk to us about a little bit more about board business and then a little bit more about personal business. Will you stay with us?
Of course.
Great, because we're going to be taking a break right now. I want to tell you that you can catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, you can have a conversation with Rob at Davidson Advertising. He can be reached at 629-9555. This show is Back to Business with Rob and Alan. We're on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Rob, before we break, we have a few more seconds. Anything that you want to say?
Well, I'd just like to tell everybody, we hope you have a nice Labor Day weekend. We appreciate everyone listening to us today. And, you know, just be safe out there this weekend, folks. Just be safe. You know, our numbers have been coming down, and we don't want it to go back the other way.
Yeah, we're going to be breaking now for our news and our commercials, so we'll be right back after our break.
Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is a wide-width specialty store located at 7366 North Oracle Road, about a block north of Ina. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes focuses on wide and extra-wide widths of men's and women's shoes, the best selection of wide-width shoes in Tucson. You'll find some brands in this location that aren't carried at our stores, such as Softwalk, Aravon, SAS, Trotters, and Easy Spirit. We also carry the best selection of wide widths from both Brooks and New Balance. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
For years now, you've heard me say, don't get steamed, call Steamy. But have you ever wondered why? Imagine this. You have a leak, overflow, or some sort of water intrusion into your home. It may have even caused mold to start growing. So you get on the internet and look for someone to fix it. You find some advertisements online that look promising, call around, and probably hire the first person that says they can get out right away. You wait for hours on end, and when the doorbell finally rings, you're greeted by a fast-talking salesman that is anything but professional. And then, you guessed it, you got steamed. By what I call the water damage wannabes, and they are well on their way to taking advantage of your bad situation. This is why the very best plumbers, realtors, roofers, and insurance agents only refer Steamy Concepts to their customers for mold and water damage restoration, period. Steamy Concepts works with all insurance carriers and will always come out for free 24 hours, 7 days a week to inspect your mold and water damage problems. Go to steamyconcepts.com to schedule us out right now.
ROC number 291-200.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947. Go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Welcome back to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And I'm Alan McLofsky. My wife and I own and operate Allen Shoes in Tucson. Bill, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Great, because I want to ask you some questions. You're president of the Tucson Association of Realtors, and you know, I can see with your website that you've got, you know, you're on the board, and I can see the current officers. How long do those terms run, and when is your term up?
So you have the board members have a 2-year term, and the president has a 3-year term, which consists of president-elect, then your president, and then your former past president.
And you're located on Tucson Boulevard, but that's really not where the public would go, because this is really an association of realtors. And how many members of the association are there? Are there individual members, or are there company members?
There's individual members. We are about basically just under 6,000 current members?
You know, when I was an agent, a realtor, I think that's the official term, when I was a realtor, it's because the Tucson Association of Realtors operated the MLS service. Does it still do that?
Yes, we do have a wholly owned subsidiary, which is known as MLISA, the Multiple Listing Service of Southern Arizona.
And is there a chance that I could, as a consumer, have an agent who's not a realtor? And if so, what would be the difference between being an official realtor, a member of the association, and not being one?
Yeah, I mean, the large difference, the main difference, and the one that we're very proud of is we followed the NAR Code of Ethics. We prescribe to that. We follow it. We govern ourselves using it. Our main goal is to work for the client. And, you know, the code of ethics are all over our building. It's all over our stationery. It's on our website. And that's the main reason, because anyone can be a real estate agent, but that does not make you a realtor. If you are a realtor, you are a real estate agent, but not vice versa. So anyone can get their state license and be what is considered a real estate agent. But to be a realtor, you do have to be a part of our association and also make sure that you're following the code of ethics throughout all transactions.
Billy, you guys have to do quite a bit of ongoing education. How is that going now during the pandemic?
You know, the state has been very, very fast forward thinking, and they have allowed a lot of virtual classes. So the teacher the instructor is on the screen teaching virtually. There's another proctor who sits and makes sure that everyone is paying attention on their screen. So that's been most of the continuing education that I've seen. And then, of course, we had online, which is, you know, no instructor, just going at yourself pace. So that's, of course, available still. But the biggest change is a lot of the live classes have gone virtually with the instructor just teaching.
So let's talk a little bit to help our listeners understand the value of using a real estate agent. As I remember it, you are educated in certain things that would be very helpful to a consumer, and that is including contract, understanding of how contracts work, and an understanding maybe on-hand experience of certain things that could be going wrong with the property that someone's looking at. Can you name any others?
I mean, as we tell everyone, all real estate is local, and you need to find someone that works in a town and a area that you know has knowledge of those intimate details that you just mentioned. There's a lot of people that, you know, have been around the neighborhood or been working in the neighborhood for, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, and the knowledge they have is, you know, it's all just gained. So that's really a factor that can't be duplicated. That, of course, you know, you mentioned contract law. It's also the resources and the connections that we have. You know, when you find something wrong with the property, who's a great practitioner that you can trust? Oh, well, use this gentleman. You know, I've used them for years. Use her. She's great. She's honest. So the list goes on and on. Just being able to find someone that you have a good relationship with, that you can trust, and that has local knowledge.
I think one of the greatest improvements that's happened, and it's maybe more, you know, it really went back many years, is the inspections that happen when you buy a home. Just before you close, you have an inspector come through. Maybe it's a little earlier than just before, but you have an inspector come through that's usually connected through the agent that's representing you as a buyer. He goes in, he does an inspection, and he really tells you what potentially are the issues with a property, because you can't tell them a visual inspection, can you, Billy?
Not very often. You know, having an expert on all sides of the transaction is important, and it's also just as important as using a realtor is when you have the inspector go through. So, I mean, we have an inspection period that occurs once you're under contract. You have not only your general inspector who checks, you know, everything they can, all the systems and components, but you also, if that person finds something and says, hey, you might want to investigate this further, then you call the specific contractor to come out. I mean, and people say like, oh, well, you know, that's a lot of money up front for inspections. Well, it's a small price to pay to be able to find something and solve it before you close on the property. And, you know, most people, once they are able to do a great inspection and they're able to negotiate the repairs, it's a lot smoother sailing in the future.
Are lenders being really cooperative now, Billy, as far as giving mortgages?
Yeah, so that's a question that comes up all the time. You know, a lot of us have PTSD from the last crash, and so they want to make sure that the, you know, is anyone getting a mortgage? And I can say from everything that I've seen that everyone that is getting a mortgage is going through the ringer as far as underwriting. They're making sure they have a job. Of course, they're making sure they have the income, the debt to loan ratio. And a new one due to COVID is they call and make sure that you're still employed about three times before they give you the loan. And you're even signing documentation that you are a, you know, as far as you know, you're employed for the foreseeable future.
And as far as the closing process goes, I know when we've closed on our houses, it was quite an arduous task to go to the title company and took several minutes, maybe an hour or two. How's that going now? How does that work with COVID?
Yeah, so I know some of the title companies here in town were doing them on the porch or under the covered patios of their offices. You would come, you would sign outside very quickly. A lot of them ask that, you know, just whoever's signing be the only people that come to the office. There was another company that has all mobile notaries, so they will come to your house and you can have them sign on, you know, outside or at the dining room table. It's still the same amount of paperwork probably when you close, but the process has sped up greatly. They definitely send it out earlier for review, so you're reviewing before you get to the office to sign. And then we're patiently waiting for what's called RON, Remote Online Notary. And that's once that is approved by all levels of the state, it'll be active if it isn't already, but are very close to, where people will be able to get documents notarized via technology. So you'll go to a secure platform with a secure notary on the other end that will, you know, witness you signing the document over the internet. And then you'll be able to notarize that document. So once that happens, then really the face-to-face of a closing is probably going to be less and less every year.
So that'll be like a DocuSign kind of a deal?
Yeah, imagine DocuSign with FaceTime mixed in together. So the person will physically be on the screen watching you sign it so that it's applicable with all the notary laws.
Oh, that's great. That's going to save a lot of people a lot of time.
I think that is fantastic, and that's pretty interesting that we uncovered this. Listen, we're going to go for another break, and we're going to say goodbye to Billy pretty soon. However, Billy, did you have something else that you wanted to bring up? Anything else?
You know, I would just say if you are sitting on a house, and I call them zombie houses, you'd be amazed how many there are in neighborhoods. We need the inventory. So if you have a house that's been sitting in the family that no one's using, or you know, an old rental that you think it might be time to get rid of, now's a great time because, as I said earlier, the inventory is low. So it would be advantageous to you and advantageous to the buyers that are coming to Tucson.
Billy, since we've been on the phone call, Billy, my wife has called me three times, and she says it would take at least $200,000 more than the house is worth for her to be willing to move.
Well, you don't know if you don't play, right?
Yeah. Billy, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate your time, and the information was very valuable for our listeners.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Have a great morning.
You too. Be well.
Catch us on the internet at btobtucson.com. That's btobtucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Our call in line is 790-2040. That's 790-2040. We'll be right back after our break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propay, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Welcome back to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner-operator of Alan Shoes. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes.
And Alan, you know, we've been talking a little bit about laughter helping, and we've got a nice article today on laughter will help save us in the end, even during a pandemic. Even with social distancing and from behind a mask, smiles and laughter are contagions worth spreading. With the challenges facing individuals, families, communities, and our nation, a little laughter could go a long way. Abraham Lincoln remarked, "With the fearful strain that is on me night and day, if I did not laugh, I should die." Laughter lifts the heart, enlightens the mind, and actually strengthens the soul. In our politically correct and often divisive world, we must never become so serious that we forget to laugh, especially at ourselves. A good joke, a funny prank, a silly story can all make a bad day good and a good day great. A friend of mine once said, creating laughter is a noble quest, and as long as no one gets hurt and there isn't any property damage, then it's a gift to both the receiver and the giver. The most memorable moments of our lives always include the laughter found in a good story or the divine comedy we call daily living. According to the Mayo Clinic, laughter isn't just a nice little pick-me-up, a pleasant distraction, or the best medicine. It has real long-term benefits. Laughter helps us to improve our immune systems. Negative thoughts manifest into chemical reactions that can affect your body by bringing more stress into your system and decreasing your immunity. By contrast, positive thoughts can actually release neuropeptides that help fight stress and potentially more serious illnesses. Laughter relieves pain. It may ease pain by causing the body to produce its own natural painkillers. It increases personal satisfaction. Laughter can make it easier to cope with difficult situations. It also helps you connect with other people. And it'll improve your mood. Many people experience depression, sometimes due to chronic illnesses. Laughter can help lessen your depression and anxiety and may make you feel happier. So, laughter is the best medicine, especially now, Alan.
Well, we're going to practice that a little bit. We've been practicing, not perfecting, some of that on the show here. But I read this last week, and I want to reintroduce the segment that we're going to move on to about sarcasm. And it was in Parade Magazine, which is an online article that I caught last week and put into our show. And they were quoting an article by Scientific American, which is the essential guide to the most awe-inspiring advances in science and technology, which explain how they can change our understanding of the world and shape our lives. Scientific American Scientific American covers advances in research and discovery. Founded in 1845, it's the oldest published magazine in the United States. And so they were covering the area of sarcasm. And we can give you quote number 11 of that, and we'll move on here. We're going to move from 11 to 20 out of a list of 200. So if you keep on turning on to our show, you're going to listen to more of these each and every week. I hope you like them. Number 11, I love sarcasm. It's like punching people in the face, but with words.
Number 12, life's good. You should get one.
Number 13, cancel my subscription because I don't need your issues.
Number 14, I clapped because it's finished, not because I like it.
Number 15, if I had a dollar for every smart thing you say, I'd be poor.
Number 16, I'm sorry, while you were talking, I was trying to figure out where the hell you got the idea that I cared.
Number 17, no, you don't have to repeat yourself. I was ignoring you the first time.
Number 18, sarcasm is the secret language that everyone uses when they want to say something mean to your face.
Number 19, unless your name is Google, stop acting like you know everything.
Number 20, you know the difference between a tornado and a divorce in the South? Nothing. Someone's losing a trailer either way. That's from Robin Williams, the actor.
That one is pretty good, but there's a list. It goes all the way to 200, so we'll have that on each show here. And let's move on to our Putts of the Week nominees. Rob, can you give us a couple of nominees at least for this week's award?
I will, Alan. Headline on this one, Ontario woman kicked out of bingo hall for not using mask to cover breathing hole in her neck. An Ontario woman battling lung cancer who breathes through a hole in her neck was kicked out of her local bingo hall because her breathing hole wasn't covered with a mask. Whitby, Ontario woman Elaine Arbeau doesn't go out much anymore, her son says, unless it's to play at a casino or bingo hall with her friends. According to her son, the 67-year-old was excited to see her friends again when Delta Bingo in Pickering, Ontario reopened following the COVID-19 shutdown. But things didn't go as planned when she arrived earlier this month. When she got inside, management asked her to leave. She was told to leave by management if she didn't cover up the hole in her neck, said her son. She explained that was impossible to do. That's how she breathes. Gilbert said his mother was embarrassed and didn't want to create a scene, so she voluntarily left. He says when she got to the parking lot, she started crying. My mom was beside herself and floored, he said. Gilbert said when the manager saw Arbeau crying in the parking lot, she decided to allow her back in, but at that point, Arbeau refused. My mom left. She was too embarrassed. Gilbert said his mom went home and did some research on the rules around mandatory masks and felt she was treated wrongly. She decided to go back to the bingo hall that next Saturday and try again. In the video, the employee tells Arbeau the bingo hall is private property and they can mandate any rules they want. She struggles to tell the employee that she believes she has a right to be there, but is still denied entry. Gilbert said her mom went home in tears and feels strongly that she's being discriminated against. What they did was wrong, said Gilbert. The hole can't be covered because that's how she breathes. She doesn't breathe through her mouth or nose. If you cover it, you might as well take away someone's life support. Non-medical masks are mandatory in the Durham region within commercial establishments, but there are some exceptions. If a mask inhibits a person's ability to breathe in any way, they are not required. My poor mom has no voice, so I'm hoping by getting this out there, many people will join me to give her one, said Gilbert. Speaking over the phone to CTV News Toronto on Sunday, Delta Bingo CEO Cam Johnston said he will take a hard look over the case, but said people who can't wear masks shouldn't be visiting their establishment at this time. I'll make a judgment shortly, said Johnston, but we would prefer the people who are unable to wear masks do not attend. I think it's best for them. Johnston said he emphasizes with Arbeau, but said safety has to be the number one priority at this time. We're trying to protect everyone, but my first concern and first obligation is the health and safety of our customers and staff.
You know, in this case, the Putts of the Week would be those businesses in the community that have hard rules and no compassion for some of their visitors, and they need to see if they can accommodate them in other ways. In our business, Rob, we put up some what we call safety shields. Our supplier calls them fit shields, which they are stands, which puts a piece of plastic between the fitter, the shoe fitter, and the customer so that they can fit each other and not be breathing on each other. And so we have that accommodation for people that that have some issue with wearing masks or wearing them continually or some breathing issue. And so we're going to be pivoting toward that a little bit. And other businesses like us have found those sort of accommodations. So we're going to pass on that thing as a putz of the week and look at this other thing right now. Rob, can you pull up the other putz of the week nominee?
I've got it here, Alan. At 8 a.m. on July 8th, Food and Drug Administration agents, backed up by Manatee County Sheriff's deputies and hazmat crews, descended on a family compound in a quiet residential neighborhood of Bradenton, Florida. Their quarry, family patriarch Mark Crennan and his Miracle Mineral Solution, a bleach-like substance he promotes as a religious sacrament and coronavirus cure. Crennan, founder of Genesis 2 Church of Healing Health, was not at home. So agents arrested two of his adult sons, Jonathan and Jordan, and charged them with conspiring to defraud customers by manufacturing and distributing a misbranded drug. They busted into the family's safe, removing $65,000 in cash, gold, and coins. They seized computers and documents, confiscated thousands of pounds of raw materials used to make MMS, then shut down the family's New York bank accounts. Interviewed on YouTube from his second home in Santa Marta, Colombia, the following day, Crennan complained about the lengths federal authorities had taken. The amount of people who came in was ridiculous, he said. There were helicopters over the house, a hazmat truck, buses, a SWAT team, armored vehicles. The FDA raided the compound in part because the agency believes MMS, or chlorine dioxide, is dangerous. There have been more than 16,000 cases of chlorine dioxide poisoning, including approximately 2,500 cases involving children under 12. So, the Crennans also have been among the most uncooperative targets of Operation Quack Hack, a U.S. government program aimed at cracking down on anyone found to be marketing false coronavirus cures. Not only have family members openly denied the FDA's orders to stop distributing MMS to church members, but prosecutors say Crennan has threatened violence against the U.S. government and the judge presiding over their case in Florida's Southern District. In his weekly church podcast on April 26th, Crennan lashed out against the government. When Congress does immoral things, passes immoral laws, that's when you pick up guns, right? You want a Waco? Do you want a Waco? 2 weeks later, he turned his attention to Judge Kathleen M. Williams. You think we're afraid of some Obama-appointed judge that broke their oath? This judge could go to jail. You could be taken out, Ms. Williams. At least a dozen companies and individuals caught up in Operation Quack Hack have openly criticized the FDA and the FTC. Some have accused the two agencies of nefarious motive, protecting big pharmaceutical companies from the competition of alternative health providers. But no one has been as dismissive of the government as the Crennans.
They are our winners of the Putz of the Week Award, this church leader and his sons, and we strongly denounce them, Rob and I. Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. If you're a sponsor of the show, please, if you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. If you're a retailer or a restaurant owner or any business that struggled through the last few months or someone just interested in business, this is the show for you. It's back to business. Rob and Alan, KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. This has been Alan McCloskey.
And this is Rob Davidson. Be sure to listen to us next week at 9 a.m. on Saturday for Back to Business with Rob and Alan.
Thank you very much for listening to our show. See you next week.
Thank you all. Have a great week and be safe and enjoy your Labor Day.